Hello, everyone, and welcome to Live from the Studio, The Daily Edition. I'm your host, Jimmy Selesky. Now, for those of you who have been keeping yourselves abreast of the goings-on in the world today, then surely you have come across or your life has been affected in some way by this highly polarizing, rather cataclysmic divide that has been sweeping not just the nation, but I would say the world as a whole, pitting brother against brother, neighbor against neighbor, and even husband against wife. And of course, I am referring to the man versus bear meme. Now, the man versus bear meme has been going on for quite some time, actually. I'm seeing the earliest recorded appearances of the... I'm breaking characters. Sorry. Character's broken. The earliest known appearances of this meme date back to, according to knowyourmeme.com. This is an important website that you're going to need to include in your repertoire of websites, folks. Knowyourmeme.com. The older I get, the more I find myself on this website. I never used to have to use this website 10 years ago. I'm sure it existed. But now I'm like, what are these kids talking about? A man or a bear? What'd he say? Chocolate! So now I'm over here on knowyourmeme.com with my reading glasses. And it says, origins. On March 19th, 2024, TikTok user at callmebkbk posted a TikTok in which they responded to a comment by at user 2828263738. Sweet name, bro. Made on an earlier unknown video. The comment argued that seeing a man in the woods was less scary than seeing a bear, with Call Me Back Back arguing some men could do worse things to women than a bear, shown below and to the left. Not examples of what could be done, but these are videos that we're going to watch of people saying this. The upload received over 2.3 million views and 340,700 likes in just 1 month. So, a lot of you guys have probably seen this, browsing through Facebook, Twitter. I've been seeing a lot of like memes that I'm familiar with being replaced with bears. And this caused me some alarm. You know, all of a sudden, I'm on Twitter and I see a meme that says, you versus the bear she told you not to worry about. And now there's a bear with your girl. Why is there a bear with my girl? Then I go on Facebook and there's a bear playing guitar in a meadow saying, anyway, here's Wonderwall. Why is a bear playing Wonderwall? I'm not on TikTok. I don't know what goes on over there. Apparently this. And TikTok is not really helping their case by boasting this as their content. And that content I'm referring to, we will watch right now. Now, this is, I believe, the original street interview. So this is women saying this.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Bear. Men are scary.
With a bear.
Well, I've heard about bears. They don't always attack you, right? Unless you, like, fuck with them. So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is, like, terrifying to say, but...
Definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there.
A bear.
I would say a man.
There we go. One for the boys. One for the boys! That chick at the end is like, I don't know, maybe a guy? Every other woman's like, what? We're all supposed to say bear, bitch. So that, of course, drew some blowback from the man community. I've heard of the man community. I am part of it. I'm not part of the man community that blew back at this, because I'm part of what I like to call the cool man community, who understands that this is yet another example of female cap. That's right. I need the words big on the screen. Female cap. Women are known cappers. They love to lie about shit like this. They love to do it because not only is this an example of female cap, but this is an example of female privilege. Women can make these kind of jokes about men, and men don't care. Some men care, but not because they're like offended, but because they're like very, very close to the autism spectrum. And they're like, actually, this logically is just fallacious. It's a fallacious argument. Logically is not sound. Now, I made a point in an effort to prove that I'm not part of the autistic man community by refusing to do any data research. This is not a topic that should require any cited studies, no references, no statistics from the CDC. We don't need any numbers, folks. Today. But I will cite you one study that I made up in my mind that I can't help but think is true. Did you know that the number one group demographic in America that is most responsible for engaging in romantic, intimate, and sexual relationships with men is women? Did you know that the average amount of men that a woman has sex with prior to marriage in today's world is roughly, to use the clinical term, a handful of men, a laundry list, a couple, a few, on average. Do you know what the average amount of men a man has sex with before marriage? Less than one. Let's go with less than one. So, I always do find it amusing that the number one most frequent fuckers and lovers of men have the most to say negative about us. If anything, straight men should be on here every day talking about how much straight men suck. But that doesn't seem to be the case. But again, this is female privilege. Because women can make these kind of jokes and men don't really care. Because it's just like, we get it, right? We get it. Like, yeah, some men are creeps. Some men are aggressive. All men technically are dangerous. They have the capacity for danger against you. Very similar to a bear, actually. A bear is to a grown man what a grown man is to a woman. Almost. I would much rather encounter a woman in the woods than a bear. But it is news to me that a woman would much rather encounter a bear than me? Me? Was I included in this discussion? You couldn't possibly be talking about me. Ladies, come on. It's me, old Jim Selesky. And you'd rather link up with a bear? Well, you know what? Fuck you then, slut. I didn't like you anyway. She left me for a bear, bro. Well, the unfortunate aspect of this is that it could never be reversed. And men don't want it to be reversed. But there's a certain understanding that you have to have in order to truly embrace this discussion with the correct amount of apathy that is appropriate. Because apathy is the word of the day when it pertains to how men should approach this discussion. The reason why men can't make similar generalizations about women is because of the idea, and I hate to say it because I actually disagree with this idea. I didn't invent this. You did. And that is punching down. Now, I believe in such a thing as punching down, but I believe punching down necessarily implies, or not even implies, it necessitates that someone is below you. How can you punch down at someone if they are not, by definition, down from you, below you? So even the idea of punching down does indicate some form of superiority for you. That's why I don't believe that making racial jokes or gay jokes or sexist jokes or anything are necessarily punching down, because I don't view people of other races, people of other sexual orientations, and people of other biological sexes from me as below me. But apparently you do. So if we go about it from your angle, then yes, men cannot make fun of women in the same way that women can make fun of men, because that would be punching down, because you believe that men are above you. And therefore, it would be the same as me picking on a little crippled third grader. I don't see it that way. You see it that way. Okay, have it your way. Fine. I still don't care. I'm just here to address the elephant in the room. Now, let's take a listen to what this guy has to say. This is Call Me Backback, or BKBK, or whatever he is. Bake Bake? BKBK? I don't know, dude. Let's hear what this guy has to say.
Do you know what girls are taught? No, of course you don't.
No, tell me, guy with a hood on inside. You tell me what girls are taught.
Girls are taught that if a man tries to abduct them by pushing them into a van or something like that, that they should fight with everything they have, and that it's better to die on the street than get in that van for whatever happens next.
Okay.
You know what else that girls are taught? That they should use their nails and their teeth so that afterwards there's DNA evidence. Afterwards, there's an assumption that this is going to happen at some point in a woman's life, and that they need to know this information. You see, for men, the question of, is there anything worse than death? That's debatable. But it's not debatable for women. You ask any woman that question, and they're gonna say, yep, there are things worse than death. Now, this mindset that you have that so readily ignores the viewpoints of literally half of the people in the world, you can easily fix that through practicing empathy. So use your brain, use the brain that God or the universe or Cthulhu or whoever gave you, and tap into your imagination. Use your imagination to put yourself in someone else's shoes for a little while and feel what they feel, and then you'll start to understand.
Wow. I gotta say, I hope she sees this, bro. I hope she sees that. Is that the most pick-me guy thing you've ever seen in your life?
Ladies, allow me. Guys, you just don't understand. I do. I understand because I have a wool-lined hood that I wear over my head even whilst inside. I also have a perfectly manicured beard, and no. You relax, ladies. I know what you're taught. Allow me, madame, m'lady, allow me to tell my fellow men, I know, aren't all of them except me terrible, about what you ladies are taught. I really hope she sees that, bro. No, I tell you what, I think most girls
much to this man's chagrin, would rather encounter a bear in the woods than this guy. This guy? We talked about this on episodes before. This type of guy is the worst. Oh my God. The overcompensating, trying to be like the white knight type of guy. This is the type of guy that's your friend. This is the type of guy that gets you a bunch of drinks at the party. Not necessarily roofies you. No, I'm not putting that on him. This isn't the roofie guy. The roofie guy looks a little bit different. But this is the, come on, let's get another drink guy. Now, there's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But this is the type of guy that works the angle that I'm your friend. He's always there in the background, looming, thinking he's the one for you. I understand you. When will she see that you belong with me? That guy. And then when you're just the right amount of too drunk, he's going to make out with you on a couch and hope it leads to something more. And then hope when you wake up the next morning that instead of regretting it, you realize that you actually enjoyed it. And forget about the fact that it took you being blackout drunk to actually cross that line with him. But now you're realizing, okay, wow. I liked that. Now I see. He belongs with me. That's the guy. The guy who sits there, all the other guys that like her, the cool upfront guys, they're like, hey, I really, I was wondering, like, would you like to go out with me sometime? Like, I've always kind of had a crush on you, and like, I'd love to take you out to like lunch or something, go catch a movie or something. All the movie, by the way, is not a good date, guys. Never go to a movie on the first date. You're setting yourself up for failure. Movie first date is the worst. You go somewhere and then you actively pick a thing that is literally the opposite of talking. You're not allowed to talk during a movie. People will get mad at you for talking. So you're going to sit next to someone at a movie on a first date. Now, this is different. This is different if you already know the person. If you already know them, you already have a relationship kind of like as friends or whatever. The movie can be good because then you can just go there. You've already talked. You already know that you're compatible personality-wise. That's already that bridge has already been crossed. So then you can kind of sit there in the movie and then you can do the old, oh, what? My arm's over you? Sorry. Whoopsie. And then you're out of the friend zone, right? That's one way to do it. But if you don't know this chick and your idea for a first date is let's go to a place where we cannot talk at all. After these next 2 hours, I will not know anything more about you and you will not know anything more about me than we currently do now. But I'm just going to still attempt to try to make out with you during, Avengers 4, The Lost Ark or whatever. It's not the move. It sounds like a move this guy would make. But regardless, the guys that at least ask you out, he's always in the background as a friend. Oh man, that guy's such a fucking dick. Such a dick. All he does is like work out. Does he even have a personality? Does he even like listen to music? Maybe read a book, dude. Right? Like you get it. Yeah. Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. This guy is the fucking worst. And I haven't even gotten beyond personal attacks yet. I haven't even gotten to the nexus of his argument. And the nexus of his argument is women are taught from a young age that they should fight tooth and nail. Literally tooth and nail. Biting. That's tooth. Scratching. That's nail. Tooth and nail. Against a man who is trying to pull them into the back of his van. Yeah. Yes. Definitely. So I do understand that a woman is more exposed to that threat in her daily life than the average grown man is, obviously. He then goes on to say that when you ask a man if there's anything worse than death, it's debatable. You ask a man, is there anything worse than death? Men are like, I never thought about that. I never had to think about that before as a man. Wow. Can I get back to you? Can I like email you tomorrow with my final answer? Because, geez, I just don't know. But you ask a woman, is there anything worse than death? And they all immediately know. Yes. Walking past a man in the woods. Is it even a question? Call me back, back. Is it even a question? Just a man. Hey, how's it going? Nice weather today. Ah! That's every female horror movie. Every female horror movie. The men, we watch like spooky ghosts and goblins. Ooh, ghouls. People that aren't in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth, but then all of a sudden they are in the mirror. Ah! And they're old and blue. Aliens. Rival warlords coming into your village to murder you. War. These are things that are scary for men. Pussy shit. I get where this guy's coming from. He's trying to say that women have to be aware of so much more than men in their everyday life. And that is true. That is true. Now, this, of course, ignores the fact that there are many fates worse than death for men. And the average man, when asked, is there any fate worse than death, would not say no. I can think of a bunch. A lot of them have to do with the people around me. Like, I think if you ask any man my age, like a 30-something-year-old man, is there a fate worse than death, I would say, watching my wife or daughter be killed in front of me. Like, watching my wife or daughter be murdered is a fate worse than me being murdered. Is there a man on the planet that wouldn't agree to that? Being skinned alive doesn't sound great. If I had to choose between, maybe dying in my sleep of natural causes or being skinned alive and living the rest of my life looking like an anatomical drawing of a man, I'd probably pick the natural causes thing. I don't know. There's so many fates worse than death. So I guess the insinuation here is that women would say being raped, violently raped, is a fate worse than death. Okay. Being violently raped is a thing for men as well. It's not exclusive to women. Again, I'm not going to look into statistics or anything like that. It's not the point. It's not about, well, who's raped more? Well, who's more of a... I don't know. If you include child molestation, everything like that, like, do we need to go into the numbers of this to just say, look, being sexually assaulted is a legitimate reality to people of every sex. And by every, I mean both. Let's take another look at another annoying person. This show is just full of annoying people today. I love it.
I saw this video of a guy responding to a comment, and the comment basically said, like, you can't tell me that a woman would be less intimidated by a bear than a man. And honestly, I immediately thought, no, I'd much rather face a bear while I'm alone in the woods than a man while I'm alone in the woods. Like, objectively, a crazy...
You gotta be doing your skincare routine when you film. But we're gonna get back to the video, but I don't, like, obviously this is on purpose, right? Obviously, she's not like, I really got to film this video, but also I really don't have time to film my video and then do my skincare routine. And I especially don't have time to do my skincare routine and then film this video. So the only reasonable solution I can come up with is to do both at the same time. Kind of like how that other guy was like, look, I got to film this video, but I really do not have time to take my hood off. So, all right. So this girl who's doing her skincare routine is explaining to us that it's actually a crazy thought, like an objectively crazy thought, that you would rather encounter a random man in the woods than a bear.
Crazy thought. Like, crazy thought. And my immediate rationalization for that thought is a bear can be reasoned with, which is the craziest thing I've ever thought.
You're right. That is the craziest thing you've ever thought. How much reasoning can you do with a bear? You can play dead. You can ring a bell for a long time before he sees you. You can, like, hit a bunch of sticks and make yourself look bigger. Like, if you do this, a bear may see you and go, good point. I'm a reasonable bear. You make a good point. You did ring your bell. You did somehow just get way bigger. I don't know how that happened. You just, and I as a bear, I can't explain that. But good point. I'll be on my way. And that is most bears, as we know. She goes on to say,
but it's true. When you're facing a bear that might want to maul you, there are protocols in place. You can wave your arms and yell at the bear to let the bear know that you know it's there, and they generally won't attack you. And if
you can do that with a man too. You can definitely do that with a guy. That may throw off even the rapiest of men.
If a bear is attacking you, you can use bear spray or even punch them in the nose, and that gives you a pretty good chance of the bear stopping even momentarily from mauling you.
That also works with men. Bear spray. That works with men. Everything she's described so far are things that may repel off a bear and also may repel off a man. I will say that at this point in the argument, and I'm still not sold either way, but at this juncture, I am inclined to believe that the likelihood of you needing to access your bear spray and wild hand screaming, nose punching tactics, the likelihood of you needing to employ that against a bear should you encounter it face to face on a trail, versus the likelihood of you needing to employ that against a man, are probably still leaned, though slightly, in the bear's favor. You might be slightly more inclined to be like, I definitely need this bear spray. Maybe. I don't know. That's just me. I'm just a guy. I don't fucking know. You tell me.
We don't have that privilege with men. If a man has made the conscious decision that he wants to take sexual gratification from your body willingly or unwillingly, and he has decided to assault you or rape you, you cannot rationalize with him. In my experience, and in people and women in my life, those men cannot be rationalized with. Okay? You can't, and even violence can't stop them. There's photos of men who raped women, and they're scratching deep lacerations along their face. Their eyes have been almost fucking stabbed out. Their dicks have been chopped off. And they still continue to try to assault these women. Like, it's insane, but it's true. Men who have made the conscious decision to rape a woman cannot be reasoned with like a wild animal can be reasoned with.
Interesting. Okay. First, right off the bat, guys, can we stop saying grape? What is that? This is what TikTok is doing to us. This is why I don't have one. Because they censor even the most inane or inert, just harmless word. I'm not saying rape is a harmless word. It's not a harmless thing, but it's like a word. It's a word that is describing something that is a bad thing. But like, grape? That's what happens when you have this Chinese app where they over-censor, and then this entire generation of kids that uses the app just becomes so used to this cartoonish level of like censorship that they start incorporating it into like their actual language, because it's the only way they can make a TikTok post or leave a comment, and that is what they do for 90% of their social lives on the internet. So that's how they just incorporate that into the regular life. Now I see people using the word grape on Twitter, where you can say the word rape. It's a fucking word. I always thought that was so stupid. It's like, no matter what you say, I still know what you're saying. You know? I honestly think it's the same argument when people say the N-word. It's like, I know what you're saying. You know? I know how to spell. I know the first letter. And I know the word. It's the whole, that whole culture is just silly to me. Not N. Censorship culture. I'm cool with the N words, baby. Let's go. But anyway, yeah. See, this is what I'm gathering. I don't know. I honestly don't know how to peg this. Because again, I obviously understand that if you really sat most women down and said, all right, let's forget about the fact that it's this fun street interview and, you know, you want to say something funny, and obviously the funnier, cooler answer is to say a bear. I think, I genuinely believe most women, you know, especially if you were out in the woods. I think this is easy for a lot of women who haven't been hiking or hunting or anywhere in the woods, really. But let me tell you something. When you see a fucking bear, like in real life, it's daunting. It's all of a sudden, because you're used to seeing you're used to seeing animals in like controlled settings, like the zoo or something like that, or behind some type of cage where they can't attack you. And so you go to the zoo and there's like a cheetah, you know, if you're at the Baltimore Zoo, it's just like a cheetah sitting in the middle of like a driveway, like a sidewalk cheetah. And, you know, I mean, realistically, the fence is only this high, but the cheetah has like no idea that he can totally jump over that. So he doesn't. And you just feel completely fine. You're just like, okay, this is a cheetah. It's a domesticated cheetah. He's probably never had to hunt a day in his life. He's not interested in eating me. His lunch is in like fucking 2 hours. He's getting an entire lamb roast. Like, that's how you're used to seeing animals. When you go out in the woods and you see even so much as like a deer make eye contact with you, there's this sudden primal instinctual realization that comes over you that goes, okay, now we're both just animals. We're both on the same playing field. This is not a trained deer. He's not in on the script. He doesn't know that I'm just out for a nice leisurely jog before work or whatever. He's in the woods. I'm in the woods. We're just two animals in the woods. And there's really no rules. And that's like a deer. But when I went to Smoky Mountain National Park with my ex-girlfriend, we encountered a mother bear with like four of her cubs. And they were like crossing the road. And all these cars had stopped because you're like driving through the park. And then, you know, all these cars that stopped and people are getting out of the car to film the bears, the cute little cubs. And they are cute. But I remember, like, my girlfriend at the time was getting, like, super close to the cubs. They were, like, playing on the tree. And she was, like, trying to, like, get a good shot of them on the camera. And you can hear me on the camera being like, Liv, back up. Because she's so just focused on getting, like, a nice, cute shot of these bear cubs doing, like, bear cub things. And she's so used to, as we all are so used to, only seeing these type of things on television, or again, in a zoo or something like that, a controlled, safe environment, that she's out in a national park and it hasn't, I guess, registered, or it hadn't registered at the time, that this is a wild bear with her four cubs. And if you in any way look as if you are posing a threat by getting too close to her cubs, she doesn't know what a phone is. Bears don't have phones. Okay? Sorry, ladies. They don't. Bears don't have phones. Bears don't have TikTok. She doesn't know what the hell you're doing. All she knows is it's some other animal that I tend to see a lot, but, you know, from a distance. But then animals getting awfully close to my kids, and I don't know what they're doing. And so maybe I'll go kill it or beat the shit out of it or fuck it up a little bit. That's like a very real thing. And when you're in that moment and there's a bear looking you dead in the fucking face, apparently you can reason with it. Apparently, hey, listen, hey, bear, I know how you feel, but ask yourself, is this really what you want? Is this really what you want, bear? You got the whole internet. Got your back. Whole internet's talking you up, saying a bear, reasonable, less of a threat than me, really. Technically, bear, you should be more scared of me. And the bear's like, oh, shit, true. Ah! Mankind wins again. So in that way, I like it. I actually kind of find it very masculating that women are more scared of me than a bear. Nice. For all the wrong reasons, but hey, that's kind of half a dub for the boys, right? No, but in all seriousness, because sometimes this show is serious. In all seriousness, I totally do, and have been more so lately, understanding that the experience of a woman is different. And there are aspects of it that I just don't get, that I never really thought about. Because I've never been a woman, nor could I ever be one. Sorry. When I go out sometimes with girls, they'll like just very quickly in passing, they'll be like, that guy won't stop looking at me. He's creeping me out, blah, blah, blah. Or like sometimes like a guy will just randomly like grab their ass or something. And I wouldn't even notice it. Like if she didn't call it out, I wouldn't have seen it. But she'll just be like, that guy just totally grabbed my ass and acted like it was an accident. I'm like, really? She's like, yeah. And like to them, it's normal. Like to women, that type of shit is normal. And what's crazy is I was talking about it with one girl and I said, you know what I think it might be? Because a lot of times I tend to take the side of an argument. The guy earlier in this uses the word empathy. And I just really quickly want to revisit the meaning of empathy versus sympathy. Empathy is the ability to put yourself in someone's shoes. That is not the same as sympathy. Sympathy is feeling sorry for someone. I am not a sympathetic person at all. I hate when people make excuses. I hate when people whine and complain about their lot in a situation or life in general. I can't stand it. I have like almost zero tolerance for it. I can't stand anybody for whatever reason, pretty much complaining about that shit, knowing there's people that can't walk, there's people that can't see, there's people that are paralyzed, this thing, or dying, children are dying in the hospital of terminal illnesses, and yet you want to sit there and whine about some stupid bullshit. You know, would you want to trade places with any of the people I just mentioned? No? Okay, then shut the fuck up. I'm not a sympathetic person at all. Get over it and fucking figure it out. But empathetic, I actually very much am an empathetic person, believe it or not. And that is the ability to imagine something from someone else's perspective. And the reason I think that I've kind of held on to up to this point, this idea that I understand that like women have to worry about a lot and men are dangerous, but like, don't you think sometimes they might be, exaggerating a little bit, blah, blah, blah. And I like when you listen to chicks like that we just listened to being like, a bear can be reasoned with, a man can't. That's obviously way off in the distance, ridiculous type of idea. But I was talking with my friends, actually with Lord Leisure and Alex, they were on a couple episodes ago on the podcast. And after the show, we were talking about like this girl we knew that had been roofied. And I was saying to him, I was like, you know what's crazy is I've heard of a ton of people getting roofied. Like guy friends of mine that have been roofied. But I've never known anyone ever who actually like does that. Like I've never met that guy. Or if I have, I didn't know that aspect of him. And they were like, yeah, I feel like nobody we know is like that. And we're not like that, but it must exist because you hear about it happening. So there are people out there that do it. And in the same way, it's like when a girl says like that guy just grabbed my ass and pretended he didn't. This kind of shit happens all the time in like packed bars. Like guys always do that. They always like stare at you. They always fucking invade your privacy and like overbearing, try to talk to you. And it's like, I've never been that guy. I've never done that, literally. And none of my friends are that type of guy to like literally like sexually assault you or something like that or anything like that. And so because I said to the girl I was talking to, I said, not to like pat myself on the back, but a lot of the quote unquote sexist or insensitive takes I have about when women talk about their experience is not because I'm a bad guy, sexual predator type dude. It's actually because of the opposite. Counterintuitively, because the idea of a man like myself or my friends or any men that I associate with doing that to a woman is so foreign from me and how I go about my life, that it doesn't fit in my brain that there are actually men out there that are like that. So I'm actually a dick because I'm nice. I'm actually insensitive to a lot of what women talk about because it doesn't fit in my brain that a man could be like that. And that's a lot of guys. I genuinely believe that. I believe some people can be honest and good to a point where it doesn't even fit in their brain that people could not think or see the world like that. And therefore, they don't understand just how many people like that there are. So, ladies, I will give you that. I will absolutely give you that. That I think men, in particular men that are not predators, that are not out to hurt you or a threat to you in any way, those men have a hard time understanding just how many men are predators and threats and make you feel uncomfortable and are a legitimate danger. So I get that. And that's a serious take from me, Jimmy Sirius Selesky. But all of the arguments that are being made here seem to be overlooking obvious facts. Which makes me think that this is obviously just a troll. And it's just a fun gag to kind of like, put a point across that some men are dicks, which is like, okay, point noted. But overall, it just kind of piggybacks this more general theme in today's society, which is that, like, men, you know, this would be great if it were also paired with at least a semi-healthy dose of positive aspects of masculinity. We've talked before in the Andrew Tate video about how masculinity, it has become synonymous with toxic masculinity. Like, there's no, like masculinity is toxic masculinity. Virtually every aspect of masculinity has, in one way or another, been cast aside as, like, toxic. Any of those traits. And any traits that are not inherently toxic within masculinity have been said that they're not masculine traits. They're just traits that, you know, that's not a masculine trait. The only masculine traits are the ones that are toxic, and any masculine traits that aren't toxic aren't masculine. That's just, you know, that's just a trait that anyone could have. And it's like, yeah, anyone could have any trait, sure, but, like, obviously there are certain gender roles. No one knows that more than the LGBT community. Gender roles in which certain types of traits are exhibited. And as a man, you know, to grow up in a generation where all of those aspects of yourself that make you a man have either been vilified or stripped away, I don't know. Look, I'm not going to get into a whole freaking thing about masculinity in society. I'm just saying that, like, I think you would probably see a slightly different reaction from some of the less, like I said, the men that are getting angry about this, I don't even think they're necessarily angry, but I think that this is, like, typical guy brain, and women tend to argue more based off emotion, which is why a lot of women can legitimately come to the conclusion that they'd rather run across a bear in the woods than just a random guy, because while that logically makes zero sense at all, it doesn't have to, because that feels true. They agree with the sentiment. They agree with the sentiment. And women are sentimental. So they can say something like, yeah, I would much rather encounter a bear because society, day-to-day existence as a woman among these men is just blah, 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 blah. So it doesn't matter that what they said is objective, even though they like to use the word objective. This chick in particular. Objectively, a bear could be reasoned with. Objectively, not really. But again, I see the sentiment. I see the sentiment, lady. But so this is just a classic illustration. If anything, this is the best illustration of why guy-girl couples get in fights all the time, because one of the major arguments that men and women get into is, you know, a woman is expressing some type of issue she's having, whether it be at work or family type of thing or among her friends or even within your relationship. And a man's natural response is always to immediately go into solving mode. Like practical, like, okay, so if X, then B, and if not B, then A, and you got to go in there. If your boss is giving you a hard time, you need to go in there tomorrow and say, look, blah, 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 and do this and do that. And if not, then you email corporate and you CC this. That's how a guy brain works. We immediately go, boom. What's the solution? What's the solution? We're not really interested in thinking about how it makes us feel, maybe to a fault. Women love to point that out a lot, actually, that men are kind of trained to not, you know, really allow themselves to feel their emotions. And yeah, that's part of training, but it's also probably, I would argue, mainly biological. It's not really evolutionarily beneficial for men in the male gender role, as I've said before on the podcast or the show, to dwell in emotions. If a tribe is coming to invade your territory and kill all your men and rape all your women and enslave all your children, you don't really have time to think about how you know, it makes you feel that you could die fighting back against it. You just have to just pick up your fucking spear and defend your family and your home. That's literally it. You know, if you're hunting an elephant, it doesn't really matter that much if the guy that's, you know, helping you, you know, wing the elephant over this way so you can, it doesn't matter if you guys got in a little tiff earlier. It's like, we got a job to do, whatever. We had a disagreement. It's not really, my point is that that has manifested itself in a certain social constructs where men are kind of taught that having emotions is a sign of weakness, but also generally throughout human evolution, it may have led to a certain level of weakness among men to be overly indulgent in their emotions. This is obviously the complete opposite when it comes to women, whose primary gender role was to, nurture and be intuitive and emotionally intelligent to understand the needs of their children in the home and everything like that. Like, very vital and important things that we would not be here if not for women's ability to do that. So they are much more in tune with their emotions and therefore process things in a much more emotional way. That's how their brains are wired. Doesn't make one right and one wrong. It's just the reality. But what you're witnessing here in the context of this conversation is women saying something that conveys an emotion. They have an emotion, which is they're tired of always feeling that they're somewhat at threat or in harm's way just by existing because of certain men in society that force them to feel that way. That's an emotional thing. And then they make the emotional claim that they'd rather run across a bear in the woods, which the logical male brain goes, what? No, that doesn't logically make sense. Like, okay, yeah, sure, I understand that some men can be dangerous, but like if you look at it on a statistical level, what percentage of men are actually dangerous threats as rapists if you run across them in the woods versus what percentage of bears, when you come into close contact with them, are legitimate threats of mauling and eating you alive? And like if you look at the numbers based off that, it's like a ridiculous suggestion to say that a man is more likely to cause you harm in the woods than a bear. And women are like, no, you just don't get it because you have any idea what it's like to be a woman in today's society? And men are like, no, I understand that you are more in harm's way in your daily life from this type of threat than I am or other men are. But what you're saying in this instance is objectively not true. When we're like, yeah, fuck you, you stupid cuck. And that's it. So really, men, you just have to learn, dude, it's a fucking meme. Women are saying it because it's how they feel. And I know every bone in your guy body wants to point out how silly that is, but just remember, that's why God made men and women, and that's why we love women. And women, while we're at it, just remember that that is, whether you like it or not, why you like men. All right, so how about we all kiss and make up? And yeah, I'd be remiss to leave you without this meme that I came across in one of the Facebook groups I'm a part of. And this meme, I think, is a perfect touche to the entire debate. And it's not a touche because it proves once and for all that men are less dangerous than bears. But it takes the female argument that men are more dangerous. Random men are more dangerous to women than random wild bears. It takes that exact point and perfectly redirects it to another debate that has been ongoing in our society for, I want to say, close to almost a decade at this point. And this meme says, it's a woman, she says, we don't trust men, so we choose the bear. And then this cool 80s cartoon guy says, so you understand why I don't want a man in the bathroom with my daughter. And the woman's face is blank and then goes to angry. And I see no lies there. I see no lies. I think that's a pretty solid turnaround of the discussion. This guy, he leaves a comment that got like a ton of likes for why, I don't know why. He says, "Holy false equivalent, Batman." And I, of course, reply to that because I didn't understand how that's a false equivalency. How is that a false equivalency? I asked him that. We'll see what he says. But in the meantime, how is that a false equivalency? If we're working from the premise that random men are literally more of a threat to women than wild predators such as bears, then the entire discussion that we've been having for pretty much since, I want to say, like 2015, basically whenever Trump started running, because that's when all this stuff really started to matter out of nowhere. The discussion about whether or not men who identify as women should be able to use women's locker rooms or use women's restrooms, whatever, whatever, whatever. The entire debate there is that men and many women, because this isn't just men that feel this way. If anything, it might be mostly women, or I would say most women definitely feel uncomfortable when they actually find themselves in that situation. Only a smaller portion of those women would actually admit that. Most of them will just pretend it's totally cool and groovy. I remember I went to some hipster bar like, you know, 5 years ago or something. And, you know, of course they did what every bar did during that time, like the late 2010s, which is they all had men's and women's bathrooms. Every single one of these bars, the most hipster, liberal, progressive, woke bar you can think of in the year 2015 had a men's and a woman's bathroom. But suddenly, all of those bars changed them to unisex. So it was a matter of like 2 years when they came to this great awakening that they should have gender neutral bathrooms. And then I guess the insinuation was any place that doesn't have that after these progressive bars, you know, made that move in the span of 1 year. Now they were the inclusive ones and the bars that didn't do that were not inclusive. Forget about the fact that all of us, including you, saw no issue with gendered bathrooms 1 year ago. If the year is 2016, forget about the fact that you can, it's so obvious. You walk into one room and there's a urinal and you walk into another room and it's all toilets. And it's like, okay, so you guys just had regular bathrooms. And then you had this, oh, what? No, that, all of our bathrooms are gender neutral. Okay, dude. Cool. Nice catch. But I was at one of those bars who had just, you know, all of a sudden gender neutral. Okay, buddy. And it was so weird. Like, you're walking in there and, like, going to the stall and, like, I think there was a girl taking a shit right next to me while I was pissing. And I was like, this is just wrong. Like, I shouldn't have to experience this. She shouldn't have to experience this. No girl wants to take a shit next to a guy or pee. And no guy wants to do that next to a girl. You know, you're at the bar, you know, in a normal bar environment, you know, guys are there, girls are there. Maybe we talk to each other. Maybe you're hitting on a girl. She's on you, whatever, like normal stuff that goes on at bars. And then you're going to go in there and stand next to her taking a piss while she's taking a shit. That's just wrong. You're not supposed, it's just wrong. And I guarantee, I don't care. She probably voted for Biden before Biden even ran. She probably pre-voted in the 2020 election when this was like probably 2017, this story. There's no way in that moment she supported gender neutral bathrooms. And I feel bad for her. You know, we all do that. It's nothing to be embarrassed about, but it's like, it's just wrong. But anyway, the idea that, you know, men are dangerous to women, well, that was the exact notion that was being used to explain why men shouldn't be allowed to use women's restrooms. Because they're in a female environment, in an isolated, closed-off environment, where they could be the only other person in there with a woman. And if that's not a threat, I don't know what it is. And according to your logic, that's more dangerous than being in the bathroom with a bear. So, like, I don't know what the false equivalency is there. It's not a false equivalency. It's a true equivalency. It's accepting your terms and then applying them to a different argument to see if it holds consistent. And spoiler alert, it doesn't. It doesn't. Once again, we have shown the intellectual inconsistency of these ridiculous, emotional, viral meme positions, which is just another way to describe modern politics, really. Viral meme positions. So in an effort to extend an olive branch on behalf of men everywhere across the world, I have thought of perhaps the funniest joke of all time. Would you like to hear it? I'm just kidding. It's not the funniest joke of all time. But I was thinking about it and I was like, everyone's arguing over would you rather encounter a man or a bear in the woods? But perhaps the ideal situation would be to run into a man named Bear in the woods. In particular, this man, Bear Grylls from Man vs. Wild. Is there any other man or bear that you would rather be stuck in the woods with other than British Special Forces television superstar Man vs. Wild Bear Grylls? There ain't no situation you're not getting out of. And that concludes my hilarious joke. Wow. What'll I think of next? Thanks for tuning in, folks. This has been a daily edition of Live from the Studio. I'm your host, Jimmy Selesky. Please click the subscribe button below if you liked what you heard today and want to see more content. We have new content on this channel every Monday through Friday, and sometimes even on the weekends for the LFTS podcast with myself and Eric Glazer. So the best way to see when all that comes out is to click subscribe. You can also leave us a comment. You can leave us a like. You can hate subscribe to us. You can do it ironically, like as a joke. Like, wouldn't it be so funny if I subscribed to this guy? I don't care. Just do what you got to do, man. Till next time. Peace.